Sagadiri is paragalaf mishnah chet karshine truma. Karshinim are a type of plant that is mostly used for animal feed. But during times of famine, people do eat it. So therefore, since sometimes people eat karshinim, you have to separate truma from the karshinim. Now, if you have truma, which is from karshinim, beishame aymrim shoyrin v'shafim b'tara umachilin b'tuma. Beishame says when you soak the karshinim, or when you rub them on your skin, you have to do so b'tara, you have to wash your hands first. And any time you come into contact with truma, you have to wash your hands. Umachilin b'tuma. But when you feed your animal the karshinim, you do not have to wash your hands first. Beis hilo aymrim shoyrin b'tara v'shafin umachilin b'tuma. Beis hilo says when you soak the karshinim, you must do so b'tara, you have to wash your hands first. As no food can be makabel tuma until it comes into contact with water. So when you soak the karshine truma, you are now being machshirit to be makabel tuma. From this point on, it can be makabel tuma. So therefore, you have to be careful to wash your hands before you soak it, as you're not allowed to be machshirit and to make it tame at the same time. But according to Beis Hillel, when you rub it on your skin or when you feed the karshine truma to your animal, you can do so b'tuma, you don't have to wash your hands first. As the chachamim are more makel by karshine truma than by other types of truma, since it's mostly used for animal feed. Shammai oimer ye achlu tzrid. Shammai says that when you feed your animal karshinim, you must do so only when it's dry. And according to Shammai, you're not allowed to let karshine truma come into contact with water at all, even if you wash your hands first. As according to Shammai, we're more machmer by karshine truma than by other types of truma, and since it's mostly used for animal feed, a person might become very mako and lax by karshine truma, so therefore, according to Shammai, we have to be more machmer by karshine truma and not to allow the kohen to let the karshinim come into contact with water at all. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol ma'aseyam b'tuma. Rabbi Akiva is more mako than all the previous tanaim. He says anything you do with the karshine truma, you can do so b'tuma, even when you soak it in water. You don't have to wash your hands first. And according to Rabbi Akiva, since it's mostly used for animal feed, you're allowed to be metame the karshine truma. Somebody who has mos of ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, small copper coins that he has to bring to Yerushalayim in order to buy food with it and eat the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, and he wants to exchange the copper coins onto a sela, a large silver coin, in order to make it easier to bring the money to Yerushalayim. Beishame says you're allowed to exchange all of your copper coins onto a sela and to bring the sela to Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel says you're only allowed to exchange half the sela worth of mos onto a shekel, which is half a sela, and the other half a sela worth of mos of copper coins you should bring as is to Yerushalayim. As if everybody brings only silver coins to Yerushalayim, then everybody will need to exchange the silver coins onto copper coins when they get to Yerushalayim in order to buy food with the copper coins. And since everybody needs copper coins, the people who are exchanging money will charge a high commission, so therefore it's better that everybody has some silver coins when they get to Yerushalayim, so not everybody has to exchange money at once. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Mechalalin Kesev Uperos Ala Kesev V'Chachamim Matir. Rabbi Meir says, somebody who has half a dinar worth of Peros Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, together with half a dinar worth of most of Ma'aser Sheni, he is not allowed to combine the two to exchange them onto a dinar, which is a quarter of a sela. And the Chachamim argue, they say you are allowed to combine the two, and since you only have half a dinar worth of Peros, and you cannot exchange only half a dinar worth of Peros onto a silver coin, and there's no silver coin that small, you're allowed to combine the two and exchange the Peros and the Mos of Ma'aser Sheni onto a dinar. But if you have a dinar worth of Peros, then even the Chachamim will agree you cannot combine it with money to exchange it onto a larger silver coin. Instead, you have to exchange a dinar worth of Peros onto a dinar, a small silver coin.